This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We're with Jeff Manning, sales consultant for automation services with Gia Farm Technologies, and we're talking about unique installs across America and how this automation is really addressing the labor shortage out there, because there's a need to milk those cows.
There sure is, and as labor gets tighter and tighter to find, and the quality of labor and the questions of immigration, there's a lot of concerns, not only for today, but in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, because the cows are still going to be here and they're going to need to be milked.
So the question is, who is going to milk the cows? And some people are going to robots.
That's right. One of the most intense activities of milking cows is the actual milking operation itself. It requires some skills. It requires a consistent schedule all the time. So to find someone that's willing to come to work every day, do it the way it's prescribed, and not drift off of the procedure is becoming more and more difficult, and it's only going to get worse in the future. So,
what's the attitude of the robot when they come to work?
Robots don't care. I'm going to do the same thing over and over and over, and it's going to be the same each and every milking. And for the box robots versus the Dairy Pro Q on the robotic rotary, cows come on 75 to 90 seconds, they're in milk. 3 minutes, 4 minutes later, they're finished milking and out they go. So that's the beauty of robotics, is it happens the same every time.
Some of the unique milking systems out there, can you share with us what you've observed?
You know, since automation, especially in robotic milking, whether it be stalls or Dairy Pro Q, they really, by design, kind of fit two different size operations. But we're finding that the box, which was designed for smaller operation, is now growing into larger and larger, and people are willing to make this huge investment to box milk their cows versus a Dairy Pro Q, which is a little bit more in line with a conventional system where cows come to a milking center, but yet we milk them completely automatic once they get there. So that said, the ability and the willingness of the dairy owner to invest in these two different types of technologies is no longer a question. It's a matter of, when am I going to do that?
There is an upfront investment for a long-term ROI. Is that how you kind of look at something like this?
It's kind of like front-loading your labor, and you're buying your labor for the next 10 years in the initial investment. If you look at that, you can really pinpoint what your costs of operations are, your maintenance costs. You'll still have some labor, but you're going to be able to maintain a higher caliber of employee. It's going to be a more appealing job for them. It's not going to be a fatigue-related job where they're a monotonous repetition of motion. So they're going to come to work and they're going to be energized about doing it, and they'll be more focused on herd management and less on just the physical part of harvesting milk.
When you're talking with producers out there, maybe you're hearing the same question, or maybe there's a misconception of some type when it comes to automation?
I guess the misconceptions are that I can put in this automatic milking system and walk away and the cows are going to continually come to the robot and they're going to get milked and I'm going to get an extra milking a day. Now, granted, we'll see some production increases, and a lot of that is related to they're coming from an extremely worn out or overused facility that puts a lot of stress on the cow. So now they're in a free-form atmosphere, so they can work and make milk on their own. They spend more time in their beds. They're more comfortable. They're more relaxed. Therefore, they're going to produce a little bit more milk.
That's what it's all about, cow comfort and the bottom line. So the future of automation is here to stay.
Oh, absolutely. And the technology we're working with today, you know, when we talk about what's in the future, most of it's going to be software driven, you know, more features, more benefits, the opportunity to monitor more things and gather more data so that you work with the animals that really need the work to be done with and not with the general herd. They'll be just fine. I mean, right now we spend way too much time on the general herd and not enough time on the cows that really need to focus.
Jeff Manning, sales specialist in automation with Gia Farm Technologies. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Explore the next frontier of dairy in Madison, Wisconsin, October 2nd through the 6th at World Dairy Expo. Continuing a 52-year tradition, the global dairy industry will once again meet at the Alliant Energy Center, where the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade show in North America are on display. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities throughout the week make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to start planning your trip today. We'll see you October 2nd through the 6th.
And we hope to see you next week in Madison. Until then, I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.